every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, good evening, and welcome aboard to Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell. Thank you for tuning in on a Monday into a Tuesday as we roll to the dog days of summer, late July and August, right around the corner, and a lot to get to. It's great to be back. Dominic Jimenez, who's just been ever much the mensch, and a great guy, Rick Tittle, Darren Peck, and everyone, Randy Byrne, and all the folks at Tea Room Broadcasting. But I won't belabor that. I'll take care of that stuff intimately, if you don't mind. But anyways, away we go, coming off a big sports weekend. And you know what? I don't have a problem with it. A lot of people are wound up about it. We're going to do some WNBA. I'm looking at the TV numbers, and I did in my protracted period away. And I'll tell you right now, the WNBA continues, and I mean continues, to shock me, to be honest with you. Pay us what you owe us were the T-shirts that they wore during the warm-ups. Now, I got a little problem with pay us what you owe us, because they don't owe you anything, but pay us what we're worth would have been more apropos. Don't say pay us what you owe us, unless you're going to say, okay, well, Caitlin Clark's rookie year, the league saw a tenfold or a hundredfold or a thousandfold increase in the gals' ratings. And I think it's great, because the WNBA used to be a butt of a lot of jokes, and it's not a joke anymore. It's highly entertaining. And I mean, Caitlin Clark's going to miss another game in New York tomorrow, and you know what that's all about. It looks like she's going to miss another game. Very few people are going to watch. It's just going to be another game. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. No question about it. All right, we'll also do some stuff, too. I mean, I was saddened by this today. I was a big fan of the Cosby Show. How about that? Malcolm Jamal Warner, terrible. Drowned, Costa Rica. You know, Theodore Huxtable, Bill Cosby, his dad, and Felicia Rashad, the mom. He was he got an Emmy when he was like, I don't know, what was he, 9 years old or something? Or well, that's when he started. It's an amazing story. Right across the river here in New York, he's from Jersey City, and that was a sad story today. But baseball, WNBA, Scottie Scheffler, we're not going to miss that either. And Salt Lake City Sports Radio, Dino Costa, welcome aboard, folks. Coming right back, Brock Hines, New England sports voice. We'll lead it off. Don't go away.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center. and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We are broadcast on Sports Byline USA and TuneIn, Simple Radio, CRN, the cable network, some 7 million homes in Southern California between LA and San Diego, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. We have a new member of the family in the Tea Room Broadcasting Sports Byline USA. I'm going to save that for my parting words, but a really neat thing. God works in mysterious ways, and we got a new member of the family, and I'm going to acknowledge it because it's awesome. It really and truly is. Let's get him in here. Longtime voice. We grew up together. We met each other, in Miss Allen's was it seventh or eighth grade? I thought I was a year ahead of you. How could we end up in the same class? I must have stayed back and forgot about it. Welcome aboard, Brock Hines. How are you?
Marty, it's great to talk with you. It was eighth grade for me, but I don't know what it was for you. I have a hard enough time keeping track of me. Great to have you back.
Great. Thank you, Brock. I really appreciate it. All right, I want to start, not controversially, but people are getting carried away. All the national pundits that I chimed in with and ducked into today. I mean, Scottie Scheffler is great. He's got a hot hand. But, we got to slow down on this comparison to Tiger. Tiger won, you ready for this? 14 majors in a 10-year span. We need to slow down. What Scottie Scheffler did this weekend is great. He's won all his majors by more than three strokes or three or more. I get all that, Brock, but I think people got to calm down. Let me hear your take. Go ahead.
I think people, Marty, in the PGA Tour, especially with the distraction of LIV, are looking for somebody to grab onto. Anybody I've talked to, including you, has sort of gotten tired of the vanilla PGA Tour, where they have to have signature events to make weekends important. And I think they're looking for a superstar to grab onto, besides the Rory McIlroy. There are some great players, don't get me wrong, that are still in the PGA, but to have the number one player in the world still on your tour that you root for, and that's where the majority of people are watching, I think that people are trying to create, as you said, maybe some comparisons that aren't fair at this point, but I think the interesting story for me is they come from two different sides of the fence. Whereas Tiger Woods was single, flamboyant in his healthy years, Scottie Scheffler is a family man right out of the gate. And I think the big question for me is, can he keep it up and balance family life and his work life? People like Jordan Spieth were not able to do it. And I would even argue that once Tiger Woods developed a relationship, he was not able to do it. It's a hard thing, Marty, being an athlete and a family man and balancing it all together. And I think that's what made Tiger Woods so good. He was single, and when he was able to purely concentrate on golf, and why he is, along with Nicklaus, one of the best players of all time.
I agree. Brock Hines with us, longtime New England broadcaster, excelled in the booth and did television last year, seven games, University of Massachusetts Hockey East. But more than that, he's been a lifelong friend and very adept in the world of music, too. Brock, I love Scotty. I thought that situation that happened when he got tossed in jail was a bum deal, but he did act a little bit entitled. And if you act entitled, there's consequences, blah, blah, blah. But here's what I want to say. Xander Schauffele won two majors last year, and it like flew under the radar screen. It was like, you know, I don't get it. I really don't. And I don't think it's a race thing, white, black, you know, nationality, anything like that. But it's just weird. It's just weird. I mean, he wins two, and it kind of like, okay, he won two majors, Xander Schauffele. And most people can't A, spell, or B, pronounce his name, Xander Schauffele. Give me a quick hit on that, then we'll move along.
I think it's because of Scheffler's body of work beyond the majors. I think we measure ultimately the clutchness of somebody. If there's a clutch factor that we can mention, you would say, hey, look, the two have had a similar track and a similar pathway in the majors. But if you look at Scottie Scheffler's top eight finishes and the streak that he's on, something the last person to go as long as Scheffler has, and that was Tiger Woods, I think that's where the comparison ends with Schauffele, for instance, is that Scheffler, week in and week out, you know he is going to be in the top ten, and I think that's where the comparison ends between the two.
All right, we're going to split up the WNBA in two little facets here. We're going to do the first part, and I want Dom's hit on this, and then on the other side I want to get into some other thing and some media matters and some baseball, the Tigers, the by the way, the Dodgers have dropped 10 of 12. Does anybody realize that? And, oh, by the way, the Tigers up there, the Bengals in Detroit, guess what? They're stone cold as well as they eked out a 2-1 win on Sunday Night Baseball. But, Brock, what do you make of the gals coming out with pay us what? You owe us. They're not owed anything. They deserve more money, but they're not owed anything. And I'm not trying to stir the pot, but you know they're not owed a thing right now.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying. You're right, Marty. And I think they're just looking at the popularity of that circuit of how it has just exploded. And you made a good point going into our spot as far as what this league. You know, or what the ratings and who will watch with and without Caitlin Clark.
Right.
That's the big thing. What the WNBA is experiencing this year with ratings is the same thing that the NBA experienced in the fall. Everybody said the world was falling. The NBA and at that point the NHL both had falling ratings, but both came up, especially the NBA, made a hard charge. And it's no accident with the NBA why NBC and all the brethren bid for that contract. They know the long-term payoff for that. And it's the same with the WNBA. Yeah, they will go down with Caitlin Clark, but once people discover the product and the other stars in that league besides that, and I'm sure Dom's much better versed than I am, I just think that you're going to see it blossom again. It's going to go in streaks. The great thing about the WNBA, too, I mean, I got to tell it like it is, you've got a wide-open window here in the summer, Marty. You just said it coming into this opening of the show. Dog days of summer. There is nothing going on. The stage can be yours, and the WNBA better grab it because Major League Baseball is giving you a wide-open door.
Hey, if you think about it, it's the first conventional sport going out of season that's been this successful. How about that? And that's the fact. Yeah. Dominic, what say you? When you saw those T-shirts during warm-up say, pay us what you owe us, Dominic, tell me the truth. What did you think, and what do you feel? Let me hear.
So I'll say, it's a combination of agreeing with you and disagreeing with you, Marty. Yes, nothing is owed to them. However, having looked into other people's work on researching the CBA and everything, obviously when your league's revenue isn't high, the revenue sharing is thusly going to be low. That's just simple business, simple math. But with the television contract, and realistically any entity, that's where the money is. We talk about the new deal with the NBA. You look at other companies, the Netflix deal with WWE's Monday Night Raw. AEW, another wrestling promotion, they were mm-hmm. not making any money, and then they got a TV deal with Warner Brothers Discovery. So the TV deal is where the money is always going to be at. But in addition to that, you're now looking at expansion. We added the Valkyries this season. We're going to be adding five more teams in the next 5 years, mm-hmm. and the expansion fees alone are very large numbers. So now it's not just the WNBA. They're not making money. They're a welfare league bankrolled by the NBA. They might be tethered to the NBA, but I think we're starting to get to the point where there's money to be made. There is going to be positive net revenue. Merch is going to be made, is going to be sold. I perfect example here with the new Valkyries team. Jerseys were flying off the shelves of people who, respectfully to them, are probably not even going to be on the team next year just because that there's weird. Excitement. So I think I understand where, they don't owe them anything. However, the ratings boom that they've had, the growth in popularity, I'll say is in large part because of the players. This is not necessarily a league-driven thing. So,
yeah
they definitely deserve more than 9% of the potential billion that is going to be coming in as part of the new rights deal. So, yes, they should be paid, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's Dominic Jimenez. All right, we're going to get the break here in a moment. I'm going to go into that break and bring Brock and Dom back on the other side. But I want to say this. The WNBA is going back into a market that they failed and failed miserably with the Portland Fire. I mean, they just did, Portland, Oregon. So let's totally put it out there to tell you that that's why a team that folded, a city that couldn't support it, now loves it. And watch how that works out. We're coming back. We got news out of Salt Lake City, too. I missed this one. The Mammoth, Utah Hockey Club, now the Utah Mammoth. I'm Marty Terrell. Salute to Dino Costa, Salt Lake City Sports Radio. They're on the network here with Sports Byline. We're coming right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, watch this. Welcome back. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. All right, Brock Hines, what song is this? Baby Come Back by Player. Where were they based out of? Where was Player based out of? Baby Come Back. Come on now, tell me now.
You always ask me the years they came out in the peak positions. I mean,
Come on. Stop
waffling. You're killing me. Locations now? Are we really?
You're Googling it. You're Googling it. Don't cheat. I can hear you tapping your Google keys. Stop it.
No, I swear to God, I'm not touching my computer. Probably West Coast. I'm going to say somewhere in California, just a guess.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I'm
I didn't know
sure.
that.
Yeah, great song, though. Would you agree?
It was. It's overplayed now, but it's one of their better ones. No question about it.
Well, it makes for a good rejoiner. Okay, how about that?
Yeah. Oh no, it's great bumper. No question.
All right. We're gonna. I want quick answers because we've got a lot of real estate to cover. Okay, Domin, you're in this if you don't mind. There was one other thing I wanted to say, but I forgot. But anyway, see, that's what happens when you start getting old. All right. Here's what I want to say. Caitlin Clark, I think they should shut her down until like there's 5, 6, 8 games left in the regular year. Right now, if the season ended today, the Indiana Fever would be the 6th seed. Dom, let's start with you real quick. Do they shut her down, or is she going to feel too much pressure to maintain these television ratings and the eyeballs? But listen, if she's not going to play, like they're still saying she's questionable for tomorrow night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Go ahead. Tell me quick.
Nah, shut her down. And the Fever actually play pretty well without Caitlin Clark. You might as well just shut her down. This is a re-aggravation of an injury she had from a few weeks ago anyway, so she's clearly not 100%. She's going to get beat up when she's on the court. Just rest her, get ready for the playoffs. Just have her healthy for that.
Brock, what do? You're the general manager, you're the owner, or you're the commissioner of the WNBA. What do you do with Clark?
As the GM, I listen to my right-hand man, Dom, and I also shut her down, too. I don't even have to be an WNBA expert like him to know that she's suffered 4 injuries, she's beat up, let her rest, and have her ready for the most important part of the season. It's as simple as that.
People don't realize those groin injuries, man. You get, you know, these gals go just like the guys. They go full speed, and you're very, very susceptible to re-injury. All right, Dom, you can partake in this if you want. If you don't, that's okay. Brock, the Utah Hockey Club is now the Mammoth. They let the fans decide it. I love the logo. It's the shape of the state of Utah, big old elephant. I like it. I really do. This Utah Hockey Club and the Washington Football Club drove me crazy. Just name the team, and they did. Give me a quick hit on that.
Love it. A franchise that did tremendous last season, the Delta Center. I can't wait till the new arena is ready because the Delta Center is much like the basketball in New Jersey when the Islanders were playing there at Barclays. It's not built for hockey, but they're weathering through it anyway, doing sellouts of 11,000, 12,000. They, as well as me, can't wait for them to get that new arena ready for both the Jazz and the Mammoth.
All right, trivia time, Dom. What baseball team has an elephant in their logo, Dom?
Are we still counting the Athletics?
Dom, that's a good one. Very, very good. Yes, the Oakland/Sacramento, soon-to-be Vegas A's have an elephant. Do you know why it's an elephant?
That I don't remember.
Yeah, because it has a trunk and some husks. That's why. I don't know why. I've always wondered why Oakland. Brock, do you know?
I don't. I just know that.
I really don't know
anything but the Athletics. If I say Oakland, I'm going to be fined by Major League Baseball.
All right, let's move on. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says if Tampa gets into the playoffs, they will play their home games at Legends Field, the spring training winter home of the New York Yankees. You've got to be kidding me. A capacity just a skosh over 10,000? Yes, you could put temporary seats in, but my Lord, you're kidding me. Let's start with you, Brock, and then take a hit from Dom. Do you think Manfred's just saying that now, and then we'll have a change of heart once he does the money count? What do you think?
If they make it, mark my words, they will be playing in North Florida at the Yankees facility. And it's crazy. I was praying. I said prayers every night in March that the Athletics were going to be good this year, too, and the American League Championship Series would be the Athletics and the Rays, both playing in minor league parks. My prayers might be half-answered, but you don't know how badly I wanted to see the A's and the Rays.
I don't think it's going to happen at Legends Field, Brock. I think that's too optimistic. What do you think, Dom? Do you think Manfred is just saying that now to appease? And by the way, the team just got sold for $1.7 billion. In Tampa, there on that coast of Florida, you think they're going to play? You think they're going to play at Legends Field if the Rays get into the postseason?
I don't know. I just, as a general rule of thumb these days, I don't trust anything Rob Manfred says. So I'm not going to – I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, Donald Trump, and I hate talking politics, but we got to say this. He's now saying that the new ownership, and that's the Harris Group that owns the Devils and the Sixers, and, you know, this Harris dude's got a lot of dough, and he wants to build a new stadium, and he's getting some money, and Trump says you're not getting the money unless you go back to the Redskins from the Commanders, and oh, by the way, while we're at it, Cleveland, you're going to be the Indians again, not the Guardians, and I kind of agree with this, and here's why. Nobody's screaming about the Atlanta Braves, and no one's screaming about the Kansas City Chiefs. The indigenous and Native Americans say it's a badge of honor to be, you know, a nickname or whatever for these professional franchises. Dom, start with you. Trump, he's Trump, so I don't want to get into the politics, but would you have a problem with the Redskins and Indians flipping their names in lieu of the Braves and the Chiefs still maintaining? Let me hear.
So I'll say there's a difference with the names. Braves, a little more generic. Indians, that one I don't have as big of a problem with, although Chief Wahoo was quite a wildly racist caricature of Native Americans. Redskins also has some negative historical connotations to it. We don't have an issue with, like, Florida State, the Seminoles, the Kansas City Chiefs. Those are more specific to a tribe or just generalizations, not necessarily, slanderous or something with negative historical context. So I'll say that. I don't need the Redskins or the Indians back. There is nothing wrong with as they are right now.
All right. Brock, let me hear. I'd like to see the teams go back. I really would, as long as it doesn't, create this big political football, so to speak. What do you think?
I think it's going to create a political football, and I just leave them as it is. But we don't need to go forward and have groups go into certain areas like we did here in New England. People who moved here to specifically change some nicknames, some. Like Dominic said, you got to do your historical research. That's the thing, Marty, it drives me crazy. Nobody knows why they're doing it. They just get on a bandwagon and do it because people are sheep. If they did their research and figured it all out and let us know and educate us, I am all for it. Some people just get on and are sheep. But I say, yeah, leave them as they are right now, Marty. If you have no problem with them going back, that's fine. I get that. You can throw in the Blackhawks there, too, as well. A lot of people say that that's also a badge of honor in the NHL, but I'm not playing Switzerland here. I say just leave them just as they are now and do research and let us know why you're changing it. Just don't get angry to get angry.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. If you're looking for a college football fix, Mike Griffin coming up, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He'll be at 40 past the hour, roughly. All right, let's start with you, Brock. Detroit, L.A., Dodgers in a slump, Tigers in a slump. It's 162 games. We got about, on average, 60 games left for all teams, give or take a few. Are these the two top dogs and will sustain? I know Milwaukee's on fire. You talked about that over the weekend. Let me hear from you, because some of these divisional races are done, including both the Tigers and I think the Dodgers. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Tigers division appears to be done. The thing is right now, Marty, I'm going to half answer your question, but also throw something out. Right now, if I'm on the fence about being a buyer or a seller, in this league, usually I'm a seller with the wild card, especially if you're deep into it. I know the wild card success, like with the Rangers a few years ago. But right now, I'm a buyer. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, for instance, I'm a buyer. I don't believe in many of these division leaders. I think the Astros are a fraud. I think the Blue Jays are a fraud. just looking at the American League, yeah, I really do. I think there's a lot of teams in chaos. I think Major League Baseball is chaos, and I mean in a good way, too. I think a lot of these games finally mean something in July and August. The Brewers, not sure about them. I still haven't figured them out. I still think the Cubs are the better in the Central, and I still think the Padres have some giddy-up left, although I think the Dodgers, even though they're on a three-game losing streak, I think they still have enough energy. But I think there's several division leaders I don't believe in.
Yeah, interesting. Dom, how are you seeing the National League West? That's right in your wheelhouse. Are the Dodgers buyers, sellers at this point, or are they a stand pat?
The Dodgers are never going to be sellers for a long time.
Well, you know, they could. They've had a banged-up pitching staff. I mean, if Joe Ryan's going to get moved, I think the Dodgers would make a move.
Yeah,
and
but
be a buyer.
That would make them buyers, not sellers.
Well, I agree, but they'd have to give up something.
Yeah, but so I'm thinking of it as sellers. You trade your veteran pieces and get prospects in.
Right.
The Dodgers are perpetually going to be buyers, and it's disgusting to me as a Giants fan, but you know what? It's just the reality I have to live in, that they are basically the new Yankees.
Are you telling me I swung and missed on that take? Because I think I did.
I did. But it's okay.
We're here to keep you honest.
I'm still rusty, man. Let me tell you something. I am. All right, let me go next here. Outliers. If there's to be an upsetter, who is it? In the American League, is it Boston, Brock? Now, they got the Phillies starting tonight into tomorrow. You tell me, is Boston to be contended with? 10-game winning streak going into the break, and then they drop 2 out of 3 in Chicago to the Cubs. Let me hear.
It's great, because if you'd asked me this 6 weeks ago, I would have said big-time pretenders. I think they are for real right now, but you'll find out this week because this Cubs stretch, and then tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday are big series, big games.
Yep.
Top part of the schedule. So we'll find out.
I love you, Brock. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Dominic, thank you. Coming back. Mike Griffin.
Thanks.
He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Coming back. College football.
We're definitely going to be late for kickoff. We should be at the game by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I've got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple of towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We missed tailgating because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas. Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the whole first quarter.
Football fans, download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COACH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COACH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COACH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code COACH.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Round the calendar year, get the world of soccer, English Premier League, and all the other stuff, and of course, World Cup 2026, Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium. Levi's got it in Santa Clara, call that San Francisco or Northern California, the Meadowlands, which is MetLife, Atlanta, I think Miami. I mean, it's the World Cup, cannot wait. Absolutely love it. All right, let's get him in here. He's Mike Griffin, and then I'll answer the question to that trivia question about the elephant and the A's and why they did it. It's funny because it's payroll complicit, and you know the guy John McGraw was complaining about his payroll, and it's like what? 1902. So that's the genesis of it. Said he had a big white elephant on his hand. So that's why they off and on have used the elephant mascot on the Oakland / Sacramento / Vegas A's on their sleeve. Let's get him in here. Mike Griffin, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of the premier sports writers on college football in the country, based at a legendary paper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And you know, Mike, when we were growing up there in Western Massachusetts, little old Greenfield, Mass, me and Brock Hines, we'd read the sporting news, and I think he was always one of the lead columnists, was the legendary Furman Bisher, and I believe he has passed on, obviously. But am I right about that? Was it, he was there in Atlanta, was he not?
Yes, sir. He's a Hall of Famer. Furman Bisher, all-time great, one of the great columnists we've had at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And, you know, a guy we're proud of, you know, a lot of SEC football behind Furman Bisher, and Looks like we got a little SEC football coming up. I wonder what old Furman would be writing right now about this playoff system we're dealing with, guys.
Well, you're a good surrogate for Furman. You're that good. Mike, I can't follow this. I mean, I really haven't. And, you know, I'm a little rusty here, but I want to tell you, I don't get it. 5-11, 11-5, what are we talking about here? Seriously, what are they going to do? They're going to expand. I don't believe they're staying where they are right now. I don't believe that.
Yeah, we got a couple options here, and, you know, we got to see who's going to prevail. You know, the Big Ten, wants to go with this different automatic qualifier format than the 5-11. So I'll break it down for you. So the Big Ten wants to have four automatic qualifiers from the SEC and the Big Ten, two automatic qualifiers from the Big 12 and the ACC, and then one from what's going to be the group of six when the Pac-12 gets rolling full force next year, and then three at-large teams. That's what they want to have. And the reason they want to have that is because to determine the four teams in the Big Ten, they want to add some football inventory with some play-in games.
Right,
so they get a little bit more inventory to sell a little more money. Now, the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC, they're saying, well, wait a minute, we're more interested in getting the best teams in rather than this equal representation. So we want the four power four conference champions, the group of six highest ranked champion, and then 11 at-large teams based on the college football standings. So you have two factions that want two different things, and then here's what's holding it up. The Big Ten's telling the SEC, look, we're not signing off on this 5-11 model that you want unless you go to nine conference games like we play. And the SEC's like, bro, have you seen who we got in our conference? We don't have Purdue. We don't have Northwestern. We don't have any easy games. We got plenty of schedule strength with eight games. And, oh, by the way, almost everybody plays another power conference team anyway. South Carolina plays Clemson. Florida plays Florida State. Georgia plays Georgia Tech. And on top of it, they play these kickoff classic games. Like we're seeing LSU and Clemson mix it up. We're seeing Texas, Ohio State in the opening weekend. We're seeing Alabama, Wisconsin finish up a home-and-home. This year, Bama plays Florida State. So they're saying there's no way we're going to nine conference games. Right. Somebody's got to blink. And the SEC says, hey, you know what? If we can't make a deal, we'll just keep it at 12 teams the way it is. And so that's
what if the
– Yeah.
But, Mike, what if
the – November 30th.
And there's so, to me, that's arrogance, here, especially the Big Ten, and I love the Big Ten, but that's arrogant. Here's what I want to know, though. What if the Big 12, and I don't know why this conference gets absolutely spit on, but what if hypothetically they had two teams in the top five or six in the country? You're telling me those are the only two teams? And say a third team like Iowa State is 10th in the country. I mean, you've got to find the best 16 teams in America and seed them accordingly. That's all you got to do. Right, it's easy. Right?
Right. In the Big Ten model, would allow for three at-large teams. But remember, one of those at-large teams, the way it looks to me, Notre Dame, you know, they got a lot of money. They don't have to split that playoff money with other teams in the conference. They got their own network, and they got one heck of a coach in Marcus Freeman. So things are looking really good for Irish in today's NIL world. So you got to figure the Irish, they're going to take one of those at large spots. Now you're down to two at large teams. So your point is spot on.
It just makes me crazy. What is Slive saying in the SEC? What are they saying down there? What are they saying? Because I mean, and you're right. The team in your backyard, Georgia, they got some issues, dude. That offensive line, and we talked about this the other day, has been depleted.
Yeah.
What's the overall tenor starters in the SEC? Go ahead. Let me hear.
It's deep, right? So you got four teams that you look at that, you know, you say, okay, any one of these four, if Georgia gets quarterback play from their new quarterback, and as you said, the offensive line comes to fruition, Alabama has a new quarterback, great coaching, Kalen DeBoer. Bama's got everything else in place. So you got two teams with new quarterbacks, Alabama, Georgia. If those quarterbacks come to play, they can win championships. You got LSU, they seem to have everything. But my goodness, they opened the road against Clemson. And if Brian Kelly loses this one, this will be four openers in a row that he loses. The drums start beating. You wonder what happens to the locker room. Okay, then you got Texas. You got Arch Manning, a third generation. I mean, this guy's football royalty. But the Longhorns have to replace four offensive line starters. And their receiver core is not as good. Now, I will say this. Texas has a very, very favorable schedule. So that helps them out. Those are the four primary teams. Then you got a couple wild cards in there. Florida, Auburn, I mean, heck, you know, maybe throw in South Carolina. You know, these are teams that could make the playoffs. So you got really six or seven teams. You go Big Ten, we're talking Penn State. We're talking Oregon. We're talking the Ohio State. Possibly Michigan. Possibly Indiana. But a lot more inventory of good teams in the SEC to gum it up. So, and then to your point, you know, we got the Big 12 schools and the ACC. Hey, Clemson's looking awful good. They got three or four projected first-rounders. They got a quarterback coming back. Dabo's smiling pretty wide. His team's loaded. Miami's got Carson Beck now. ACC could be kind of dangerous, too, if Miami and Clemson come to play.
Hey, while you're there, and I'm glad you mentioned the ACC, what's the big storyline? Give me one big tabloid headline, if you had to write it, going into the Atlantic Coast Conference 2025.
Well, I'm driving there right now, guys. I'm driving to Charlotte because tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock, Carson Beck's going to step behind the microphone. This guy's going to make anywhere between $4 and $6 million. He was at Georgia 5 years. He was 24-3. Going to see a little different slice of life down there in Miami. Cam Ward came out of there doing pretty good as a quarterback. Carson's going to have an opportunity, and you know it's going to be feast or famine. We're going to find out if Carson Beck is a first-round draft pick, potential Heisman Trophy winner. And you know, to me, that sets the stage. And then the other half, you know, I got to give you two headlines. You know, Dabo Sweeney's taking a lot of crud for not going heavy in the portal. But right now, it looks like he's got three or four first-round guys, and he's got a lot of team chemistry because they haven't been portal heavy. So Dabo Sweeney could have the last laugh if the Clemson Tigers stay healthy and have a good run through the season.
Talking to Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's en route to Charlotte for the Atlantic Coast Conference media soiree. And I find these media days, so to speak, plural, a lot of fun in the past, no question about it. Hey, I want to get into weird quarterbacks. You mentioned Carson Beck, drives a Lamborghini, it got stolen. Like you said, $4 to $6 million. Boy, has college football changed. Then you got Joe Burrow at the pro ranks, weirder than a duck. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's gone Hollywood for a kid that dad coached at Iowa State, born in Ames, Iowa, great quarterback at LSU, even a better quarterback at Ohio State. But Joe Burrow's a weird duck, but he's a hell of a quarterback. Will Levis out for the year. Cam Ward's going to inherit the reins with the Tennessee Titans. And I read today Will Levis has mayonnaise in his coffee, eats bananas without peeling them, and And Hellman's Mayonnaise is giving them a lifetime supply. This world is bat-you-know-what crazy there, Mike. In all your years of covering sports, I'm sure you've come across some odd ducks. I thought Jim Harbaugh wearing $8 Dickies from Walmart was coup de grace, but we got some weird ducks in sports, do we not? Let me hear. Go ahead.
We do. But you know what? We got guys that find a way. You know, I think I appreciate Tom Brady more than ever now that he's retired and he's kind of telling us all his secrets with his diet. And, you know, these guys, they do take on the life of reality stars. And I kind of wonder, in all honesty, if they've always, you know, let's face it, to be a quarterback, you've got to be kind of extreme, right? You got to kind of live your life like a fighter pilot. And I wonder, has it always just been that way and we just didn't have the cameras and the internet to really take a deeper look into some of these cats? I mean, Jim McMahon wasn't exactly everybody's average cup of tea, right? Steve Young had a pretty interesting background. So quarterbacks, by their very nature, I mean, they're fantastic leaders. They're very charismatic. They got brains like jet pilots to operate these offenses and diagnose things pre-snap, put the ball in a bread box on the run, you know, look through windows, know where everybody's at the same time. I guess it just goes to figure they might be a little extravagant when they come off the field.
Hey, I read a college football poll the other day, Mike Griffith, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. 10th ranked quarterback in the NCAA is Arch Manning. Okay, if that's based on prior, he hardly played, only in mop-ups. I think he had one start, perhaps. I don't remember. I think so. But let me ask you this question. This kid, I mean, when you put these polls together, I think this kid is going to have a lot of eyeballs on him. I think he's going to have a banner year if he stays healthy. And I think Texas has got a chance to be really, really, really good because I think this kid is immensely talented. And look at the bloodlines. I mean, need I say more?
Yeah, I'm hard-pressed, and maybe some listeners from around the world or in your audience nearby there, I wonder, has there ever been a third-generation player in any sport of this ilk, of this height? Now, there's been a lot of younger, you know, kids and their dads, but we're talking third-generation football royalty here. And you're right. He's got all the markings of a great one. He's on a team. I think the Houston Chronicle reported the payroll of this Texas team is between $35 and $40 million. That's a lot of talent around him. We talked about the schedule. Yes, they travel to Georgia. Oh, but guess what? They have a bye week the week before in November. Very valuable time of year to have a bye week. So if Art shows up and does Manning-like things, and you got to tip your cap to Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, the great Archie Manning. I mean, all of these guys represented themselves incredibly well. They all won at the highest level. They were all, you know, just tremendous athletes and quarterbacks. And this kid, they say he's the most talented of them all. He's very young, but he's also very humble. He was very, very modest, very respectful at the SEC media days. Everything was planned right down to the wardrobe bought in New Orleans the night before. I like everything about this guy. There's nothing not to like about Art. I don't care who you are. It's going to be awful hard for anybody to root against Arch Manning. He's a good All-American kid.
Hey, you're a Midwestern guy. Iowa State, Kansas State, and Dublin, Ireland coming up. Come on, Mike. Get the Atlanta Constitution to send you over there. Come on now.
Boy, I love it. You know, college football going global. You know, and for a conference like that, I like going global. I think what's hard is in the SEC or the Big Ten, you know, you talk about giving up a game at one of your cathedrals at the Big House or the Horseshoe, you know, the Swamp or between the hedges.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right.
It's hard, you know, the Golden Dome, Touchdown Jesus, you know, I know Notre Dame's gone over there, but it's hard to give up a game in that venue against a marquee opponent. Not to say that a week.
Hey, Mike, I'm up against. Yeah, Mike, I'm up against the break. Listen, I'll talk to you later on in the week. We've got to do a Football Friday. I'll be in touch, okay, pal?
All right, we look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, coming back. New addition to the family, so to speak. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Coming right back.
How long? One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, check us out at sportsbyline.com. Click on Listen Live. Go to sportsovernightamerica.com. Click on Listen Live. Great radio stations like WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, and Salt Lake City. Very, very excited about that. So, yeah, Tino Costa. And I got a message from him today, and he should be rolling soon on Salt Lake City Sports Radio. Looking forward to it. Red Sox got an early lead tonight in Philly, but it's going to be a tall order against Zach Wheeler. And that's it. Baseball night tonight, and away we go. All right, Tucker Byrne and mom Paula, not his mom, but a significant other and his partner, gave birth to, she did, Paula, a little baby boy, Tucker Jr., if I read the social media post correctly. Congratulations, and to Grandpa Randy Byrne and Grandma Rhonda Byrne and Uncle Blake. Pretty exciting for that family, so God be with them. That's a pretty neat deal. Nice to see that today on social media. Yep, the gals say, pay us what you owe us. I think you gotta really ratchet that down and go, pay us what we are worth. And they are worth a lot. The WNBA is the first, in my opinion, the first out-of-season sport. Basketball is a fall, winter, spring sport. And they've done a great job over the late spring and early summer, WNBA. And it took a while. It took a long while. It took a lot of failure, too, like Portland. And they're going back into Portland, Toronto, I think Philly.
Did I see Cleveland? I think it's awesome. I really do. Dominic Jimenez, thank you very much for your contribution. You take care of all the controls and everything else. The podcast will be up later today as we roam the streets of New York City. And we look forward to it, doing some business, getting ready for the fall football season. For Brock Hines, Mike Griffith, and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell from Hotel Casablanca, Casablanca Hotel, Times Square, New York. Adios. Stay tuned for more sports talk throughout the night and the early morning hours on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Adios.